Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The end of pandemic restrictions brings renewed freedom to get out and about, but it also brings back familiar frustrations about commuting and travel. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports that proponents of high-speed railways hope to seize the moment. They want federal funding for massive upgrades in New England and New York.
For years, Doug McGarrah has suffered from bullet train envy.
Those of us who have been fortunate enough to travel to places like Spain or Japan, you know, we all marvel at these wonderful ways of getting around on high-speed rail. And we come back to America, we get on our systems that are just, let's just say, substandard.
McGarrah is an attorney and a co-chair of a proposed project called North Atlantic Rail, a huge effort to expand and speed up passenger train service in the Northeast. How huge? Try $105 billion. The highlight would be slashing travel time between Boston and New York by more than half, to just an hour and 40 minutes. It's the kind of idea McGarrah didn't consider realistic until some key pieces fell into place.
First, Biden is elected. He's Amtrak Joe, so maybe there's a opportunity. And then the Georgia Senate victory.
Democrats took control of Congress when they flipped Georgia's two Senate seats in January. That gives the president a better chance to pass a $2 trillion infrastructure package as part of his pandemic recovery plan. A lot of federal money could be available, though many lawmakers want to spend considerably less, and the competition for funding is intense. So representatives from New England and New York are making a push. Massachusetts' entire House delegation, plus 14 other members of Congress, signed a letter supporting North Atlantic Rail. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley says the case for the project is simple.
Jobs?
Well, there's a little more to her argument than that.
My district, the Massachusetts 7th, was the hardest hit in the Commonwealth by this pandemic, and that has everything to do with layered and intersectional oppression in the form of transportation deserts, to disproportionately bearing the burden of environmental injustices, which have often been linked to our transportation infrastructure.
Pressley's talking about emissions from cars and planes, which can degrade air quality in the often minority neighborhoods near highways and airports. She contends North Atlantic Rail, with electric trains, could help undo some of the pollution. And the project could benefit communities outside Boston and New York. It includes upgrades to existing commuter rail routes, new service to Springfield and Pittsfield, and a regional line from Kingston, Rhode Island, to cities north of Boston, like Revere.
We have a beautiful beach that we like to welcome tens of thousands, if not millions, of people to every year.
That's Revere Mayor Brian Arrigo, who'd love to see train cars full of beachgoers ready to spend money in his city.
This really is transformative and would be a game changer for a city like Revere.
This is the final boarding call for the 2:15 p.m. train to Green Bush, now boarding on track 13.
At Boston's South Station, a hub of the proposed new train traffic, passengers unsurprisingly like the thought of faster trips. Madeline Esdale is sipping iced coffee and imagining what it would be like to reach the Big Apple in 100 minutes.
I travel pretty frequently, I've been on the train to New York many times, so it would be a lot more convenient than a four-hour train ride, I can tell you that much.
But this speedy train will likely be slow to arrive if it ever becomes a reality. The entire North Atlantic Rail project will take an estimated 20 years to complete, assuming Congress approves the plan. Then there's the question of what tickets would cost. Esdale says she can often find a coach seat on existing Amtrak trains to New York for about $50. For the proposed bullet train?
I would probably be around $100. That's probably what I would pay for, just to save those 3 hours.
That price also sounds good to Francesca Badu, who is visiting Boston from New York.
I mean, I wish it was $100. That was reasonable, but...
But she fears tickets would be more expensive, which could push them out of reach for many. McGarrah, the North Atlantic Rail co-chair, says he can't estimate prices at this early stage, and it remains unclear when or whether Congress will invest in high-speed rail. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.